Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Vav Lilanishmas Pesala Sevi Ben Moshe Yitzchak, talking about the great battle that Egypt is about to fight when they're going to get absolutely broken by Nebuchadnezzar's army. They battled once in Carchemish, and they're going to battle a second time, and they're absolutely going to get wiped out. And this, by the way, is a reference to various different nations that are going to be all wiped out by Bavel, that come up in a Tehillim Perek that we often say nowadays, especially when there's trouble in the Middle East for Eretz Yisrael, Perek Pei Gimel, which talks about how all the other nations make a covenant against you, the tents of Edom, Yishmaelim, Moab, Behagrim, Gival Amon, Va'amolek, Pelishtim, Tsar, all of those nations are mentioned, and they're all going to come back for a mention here in Yirmiyah, that they all combine and ally to try to kill the Jewish people, and then sooner or later, when their time comes, they're running like cowards. Vav al yonus hakal. Let the fast runner, the swift, shall not flee. Vav yimolet hagibor, and the mighty man will not escape. So you can try to run, but you're not going to be able to run away to save your life, Radak says, because all the people chasing you are going to catch up and then chop your head off, strike you down from behind. And the mighty man thinks, if I confront them in battle, I'm going to make it. Radak says, you're going to lose too. There is no answer to escape the widespread destruction of the army. Tzafona al Yad Nahar Peros, all the way up northward by the Euphrates River, where the Egyptians went on the offensive from the protection of being in home territory, is not going to work. Kashlu v'nafalu. They stumbled and they fell. And we see phrases like this talking about the Jewish people running away from Churban. In Eicha, in Yirmiyah, we've seen this sort of phrase applied to the Jewish people all the time. But Egypt, our historic alleged ally who always abandons us when the chips are down, soon they're going to be encountering the same fate and nobody's going to save them. Zion Mizek Hayor Ya'ala. Who is that rises as the Nile River? All of the ambitions of Egypt, of course, are likened to the Nile River, which floods its banks and keeps Egypt fertile. So the failure of the Nile is the failure of Egypt. It's a perfect metaphor. So this is very sarcastic. Paro thought he was going to come up like the Nile River and bring up troops around them and flood the area with the military of Egypt. It's not going to work. Think about what happened in 1973. Right? Egypt is going to come attack. Syria is going to come attack at the same time, and yet it all falls apart. Egypt flooding the Middle East and flooding Eretz Yisrael never comes off quite the way they planned it. Well, this first time, they're trying to go up against Bavel, and they don't even have remotely a chance. They trash-talked very aggressively in the press beforehand, but they're silenced and whooped by the Babylonians. Kanaharos yisko ashu meimav. Like rivers, the water will toss itself. Right? You said you were going to be flooding the area like a raging river. Is that right? Ches Mitzrayim kayor yaleh b'chanaharos yisko ashu moyim. Egypt, they said, was going to come up like the Nile and like the rivers. The water is going to flood the area, toss itself everywhere, rage around. Vayomer a'aleh achaseh eretz. And we're repeating the same metaphor, the same phrase, because it was so much of a part of their pre-battle PR that they relied upon so much. You said, they said in Egypt, the Pharaoh said, I'm going to rise up and cover the land. Look at me. I'm the best. Ovida ir v'yoshveva. I'm going to destroy the city and those who dwell in the city. Again, this is Egypt saying, I'm going to cover the earth and destroy all the cities and I'm going to flood the land. Arrgh, I'm a natural disaster. Stalking the world. It's good to have a lot of confidence in your military supremacy, but not when it's not based on anything. Tes alu hasusim v'hisholulu harecha. Rise up, horses. Charge, you chariots. Come on. Show us what you got. V'yetzu agiborim. Let all the mighty men come out. Come on. All the warriors marching forward. Kush ufut tofsei magen. Kush and Fut nations who were part of either the Egyptian Empire or allies. Some say that it's an African nation that was an ally. Some say that it was an area within the Red Sea area. The Ludim and the people of Lud, Tovsei Dorechei Koshas, drawing the boat. Tovsei Dorechei Koshas, we've said before, is a very interesting ancient phrase because the bows were so incredibly heavy that you had to stand on them to draw them back. You had to stand on the bow itself and pull back. Sometimes you lay down on your back with the bow on your feet while you're doing kind of a reverse, sort of a sit-up crunch, and you're pulling back the bow with all of your upper body strength. That's why many archers had very overly developed shoulders and arms because of the incredible strength it took to draw the bow. So Dorchei Kashas, stamping on the bow or treading on the bow, had to do with the way you would fire this incredible long-range weapon that they had. Yud v'hayom hahu l'Hashem Elokim Tzevakos. But unfortunately for you, this is the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Nekama l'hinokei mitzarav. A day of vengeance, to be avenged of his enemies. So why is Mitzrayim God's enemy? Now, you would think that this is going to go back to the very bad old days, back when we were slaves in Mitzrayim, but we got payback for that already. So Radak says, this is the people who murdered Yoshiyahu HaMelech. This is the vengeance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking, for taking a righteous king of Yehuda, whose only flaw was in thinking that the time had come for great redemption for Klal Yisrael, and he believed too well of his own people and his own ability to keep Paro Necho out. Now Necho pays the price. And the sword is going to eat. The sword is going to devour. And eventually be sated, be filled, like an animal rampaging and eating all of its prey. And it's going to drink its fill of their blood. So the sword is almost like a live being here, gobbling up the Egyptians. Because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Zevach sometimes means sacrifice. So it's used in this context. It's a sacrifice to Hashem. It's a massacre in the northern land by the Euphrates River. Rabbi Breuer says that day refers to the deserved divine judgment with which Hashem will reestablish his law, which had been trampled underfoot by Egypt for so long. Mitzrayim represents physical temptation and immorality and a lack of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his vengeance on that day when Egypt falls dramatically.